How do I say goodbye to what we had?
Michael McCary, an original member of the R&B group Boyz II Men, was born on this date in 1971. The four-man group got its start in 1988 at the High School for Creative and Performing Arts. Released in 1991, their debut album, Coolie High Harmony, quickly won over music fans. Their first single, Motown Philly, made it to number one on the R&B charts. Another popular hit from this album was their version of It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday, which showcased their smooth harmonies. Boyz II Men earned its first Grammy Award for the recording. After touring with MC Hammer, Boyz II Men returned to the charts in 1992 with End of the Road. It topped the pop charts for a record-breaking 13 weeks and brought the group its second Grammy Award. The group's second album sold more than 12 million copies and earned the singers two more Grammy Awards. From 1997 to 2002, Boyz II Men released three more albums, and in 2003, McCary left the group because of health problems. The group decided to continue on without him and released an album of cover songs called Throwback the following year. For a time, Boyz II Men was without support from a major record label. They eventually joined Decca, which released 2007's Motown, A Journey Through Hitsville, USA. This collection of cover songs has helped ignite new interest in the singers and brought them two Grammy Award nominations. The album made the top 30 on the pop charts and broke into the R&B hip-hop top 10. And I'll take with me the memories to be my sunshine after the rain. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. Residents living in northeastern Arkansas were jolted awake at 2:15 a.m. by a major earthquake on this date in 1811. The shaking was felt as far away as New England and Canada. Scientists estimate that this event measured 7.0 to 8.0 in magnitude. This marked the first in a series of powerful earthquakes to shake the region over a three-month period. The Boston Tea Party took place as American colonists boarded a British ship and dumped more than 300 chests of tea overboard to protest tea taxes on this date in 1773. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.